thought Mike looked good today. Obviously evaluate the tape, and just like we said at the beginning of the week, we'll take the full week to determine what we do with Mike.
You guys
going to
make a decision by game time, or
can you
wait
until
Monday?
We have two options, Saturday by 3 o'clock or by Monday by 3 o'clock. Those are our two options.
It's rare for a player to be ruled out on Thursday. What led to ruling Jennings out and talking about this?
I had a conversation with Greg before practice, and we just talked through the history of his injury, and we felt like we were going around in a circle. So, and we just felt it. I mean, why make this, take the decision all the way to Sunday? So we're going to shut him down for the week, and he's going to stay in the rehab process until next week.
Do you think in the long run, obviously it's been a little more difficult for you guys offensively with him being in and out. Do you think having to function without him in the long run may be something that could help your offense?
Well, I mean, the game of football is obviously about availability. It is important. So when Greg Jennings is on the field, we definitely have a chance to be a very good offense. So I still think we can, play a different way and play without Greg and still be very good. But that's the game of football. But the reality of it, I guess to answer your question, I'd always want my best players out there. So that's why it's important to get them healthy, get them back to 100%.
Mike, do you expect TJ back tomorrow?
Yes, I expect TJ back tomorrow.
Just talk a little bit about something came out yesterday that you reached out to Wayne Elliott. What was that conversation like?
Yes, Jason made me aware of that this morning. Frankly, it was a phone call. It was clearly meant to be personal was the intent. So, with that being said, our football team has moved on, and I'd like to stay in that mindset. So I'm not create any more questions for our locker room. Is that boring enough? I practiced that all day today. So.
Mike, have you seen any more development from Devon House?
Devon, I thought he moved a lot better yesterday than today. So we're still working to get him back to full speed. So
Mike, Brian was Pickett was practicing with that harness.
Yes.
I don't know if he was wearing it today, but is that something that he's going to have to deal with for a while? Is he going to have to wear that to play? Or you just kind of
that's a good question. Ryan Pickett's shoulder. It's more preventative than actual the seriousness of the injury. So we're just being smart with him. So hopefully it isn't a full year situation.
Will he play with that brace on Sunday then?
If he has to, yeah.
Mike, with your history of quarterbacks, you've now seen this kind of trend in the NFL with, now you got a guy like Luck playing right away. Do you like that as far as, those guys like Russell Wilson too, from day one kind of getting that? And what do you kind of think of that trend?
Well, I can only comment on my experience of playing a first-year quarterback. I think the question you have to ask yourself, it's really a team question. Is the football team ready to play with a rookie quarterback? And that's something that I think is unique to the individual, the rookie quarterback, and to the football team. But with that being said, I think you have to give credit and acknowledge the fact that these quarterbacks are coming out of college better prepared, in my opinion. So that they're playing wide open offense in college, so they're spending a lot more time in the gun, playing against pressure defenses. And I think that's really preparing these guys better to play earlier. So, and on top of that, you have some unique talents that have come into the league the last couple of years that have come in and played right away. And our game's evolved professionally to a little more wide open game. So I think all those factors involved are more favorable to a rookie quarterback playing right away. But I know just going through it, my experience was I think it's important to look at the big picture because you don't ever want a player, particularly a player at the most important position on your football team, holding the team back.
Obviously practicing indoors today. Can you just talk about what the plan is going forward with that, with three straight indoor games coming up?
Well, you know, frankly, we're going to go outside every chance we get. I'm a big believer in staying on the grass, but we are going to a dome on Sunday. So we were planning on just going in on Friday, tomorrow. But I have a weatherman in our building. He had a bad day. He had a bad morning. So I was told we were going to have significant winds out there today. And then I get out of my truck right before practice. And so you guys are all down there. We missed the boat. I would have preferred to have been outside. But we'll practice outside as much as we can. Obviously, Houston's a grass field. We expect the dome to be closed there. And obviously, Indianapolis and St. Louis are both domes. And I'm a believer just practicing on the turf Friday is enough for our team to get acclimated.
Two more.
There's a line of thinking that when you play against a rookie quarterback, you know, you can go after him and sort of disguise and trick him into things. Is that the case with Luck, or is he a guy, you know, he's obviously been praised for his intelligence. Is he a guy you can sort of go after a little bit?
Well, I mean, just to line up and say you're going to go after a quarterback because he's a rookie, I don't think that's is a solid thinking. You have to look at how they're using him. And if you watch Indianapolis play this year, I mean, Bruce Arians is playing he's not playing conservative. I mean, usually when you just line up and go after the quarterback, the offense is trying to play conservative and try not to expose them as much as you can. That's not the case with the Colts. I mean, you know, we expect them to line up in four wide receivers, empty sets, five wide receivers, and, you know, a lot of 3-by-1 formations and things like that. So, you know, we have to plan for their offensive scheme because they're not just playing very basic and trying to have him have a little bit of success. That's not the case.
Like you talked yesterday about wanting to get more takeaways. Have you guys done the research? Has Mike come up with any kind of statistical thing that shows just how much more helpful it is when you're playing on the road now that you're going on these three road trips?
Well, actually, the game education today was we went through all of our efficiency reports of how we practice compared to our first four games last year, you know, our production at practice compared to our production in the games and our production so far this year at practice compared to the production in the games. And it was very, revealing. So with that, you know, our emphasis is really on our own house, keeping our own house clean, emphasizing the self-scout topics that I talked about yesterday and just really, you know, focusing on the fundamentals. So, you know, our efficiency in practice needs to pick up. I think most of it's a result of just how the first 4 weeks laid out because we could never really get into a rhythm of, you know, the same type of practices every single day. So that's really what our statistical focus is on.